In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray. So begins our collect for this week. It is one of the ancient prayers of the Church, originally in Latin, and then translated by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer for the first English prayer book of 1549. That book was called the Book of Common Prayer. The word common, as also in common worship, our book of services today, means that it is something for the whole church to share, to have in common. Because, yes, we say our own prayers on our own, but prayer is also the shared, common activity of the church. Jesus says, as we have just heard in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For when two or three are gathered together, I am among them." Our own private prayers plug into this common prayer and are fed by it. The collects, and please notice the pronunciation, the collects, in fact, get their name from the idea that they gather up, they collect the prayers of the people, collecting our thoughts before we move on to the next stage of the liturgy. Sunday by Sunday, the collects present us with a short, carefully structured prayer. They begin by saying something about God. "You are always more ready to hear than we to pray." They ask him for something that arises out of this belief. "Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy." But this week's collect is unusual in that it doesn't go on to say why we need whatever it is we have just asked for. Most of them finish with a so that we may receive your gracious promises, so that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Each collect then is a theological jewel, a miniature statement of belief. Today's collect begins by making the statement that God is always more ready to hear than we to pray, always more ready to give than we desire or deserve. Theologians call this prevenient grace. That is, God's grace always goes on ahead of us, or looks at the other way, always comes to meet us. It is there before we ask. Indeed, before we even believe or know it is there, as happens, for instance, when we baptize babies. Grace is imparted to them through the sacrament of baptism, even though they are not aware that God exists. And we can take that thought further and say that it is in God's very nature to listen, to give, to show mercy and to forgive, completely independently of our belief or unbelief. In the story of the prodigal son, the father runs out to greet his son and embraced him before the son could say a word. And in the same way, God's forgiveness runs out to meet us. It is there even before we repent. God's generosity is such that he does not need to wait for us to ask before he gives us his good gifts. And this tells us that we can repent, say sorry, in absolute confidence of his forgiveness. We can ask in absolute confidence that he will give us what is needful and good. Because he is already there, ahead of us. The fact that he does all this before we ask means that our prayer is not the precondition for God's action. Even less is it some kind of magical formula to make him do what we want. No. The prayer is the way we become aware of what God is doing for us. A couple of weeks ago, I was out walking in the Oberland, and at one moment, I accidentally touched the electric fence that was going alongside the road, the path. How did I know it was electric? Well, I didn't, but then I did. Something like that is happening when we pray. The electric fence is like God's grace, and touching the fence, like prayer, brings us and the effect of the prayer together. And yes, sometimes the realization does come as a shock. So to sum up, our collects say what the church believes about God, ask to receive the things that flow from this belief, and expect his gifts to be life-changing. Amen.